Tear down this barricade. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Another day closer to who knows what, and still no grand bargain in Washington. Not even a teensy-weensy bargain. But the protests at the closed World War II Memorial in Washington escalated over the weekend. Sarah Palin was there.
The commander-in-chief, the president today, he could be here today standing up and saying, yes, we will tear down these barricades.
But the vets saved him the trouble. They picked up the barricades and carried them to the White House and stacked them in a pile. And even though it sounded raucous, you could hear one protester saying, be careful, we paid for these barricades, which we did. And now we'll be paying for them to be put back in place. So that obviously closing these memorials isn't saving a dime, and it's confusing people. The signs say closed except for First Amendment activities, which apparently means some vets can go in and some can't. Yet last Tuesday, there was an immigration march, which was allowed on the National Mall on First Amendment grounds. So why barricade the World War II Memorial at all? Does that mean if you show up with a protest sign, you're allowed in, but without a sign, you're not allowed in? And if that's the case, how about if a camper shows up at a closed national park with an end the shutdown sign? Could they get in? It'd be good to know what the ground rules are on these public places, because default Thursday is getting pretty close. And from what I hear, once that happens, we may all have to think about camping in the parks. Now this. This is Dave Ross. Email at daveross.com.